This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
More today on the gasolinazo, that's what Mexicans call a sudden jump in gas prices. In some cases, fuel has gone up 20% since New Year's amid the Mexican president's deregulation of that industry. And people there are protesting at a time that the Mexican economy is struggling and the peso is losing value. Marketplace's Andy Euler says this could spark longer-term inflation there.
We've seen the correlation between gas prices and inflation here in the U.S., but the degrees of inflation have varied. Lawrence Ball teaches economics at Johns Hopkins University. He says the question the Mexican government has to ask is,
are we in a situation like the U.S. in the 1970s where we're going to get a persistent rise in inflation?
Back then, the U.S. depended on a lot of foreign oil, and these days, Mexico is importing gas in record amounts. Refineries there are operating at 60% of capacity. Jorge Peñon is a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. He says deregulation of Mexican retail gasoline is a good thing, but the timing couldn't have been worse.
So not only are we importing more gasoline, but also it's costing more now since we're buying dollars and we're selling in pesos.
The peso has been tumbling since Donald Trump was elected president in November. Trump has talked about deporting Mexican immigrants and imposing tariffs on American products produced in Mexico. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.